Let's talk about discipline number three, risk management. Risk management is really the protective component of a financial plan. You have to ask yourself questions like, how would my spouse survive going forward in the event of my death? Would they be cared for financially? How would my heirs survive financially? Is there anyone specifically dependent upon, for instance, your income? How would you be impacted if there were a catastrophic health occurrence, an illness, possibly a long-term care concern, a disability of some type? So risk management addresses each of those issues. Your advisor should be able to assess your current needs, look out as to what would be needed in terms of replacing the necessary income, for instance, and address that from a risk management perspective. But those aren't the only risk management concerns. There's also things like, how is your estate exposed to potential liabilities? If you're conducting business in any manner, have you taken the time to structure out the proper corporate structure in terms of protecting you from outside potential liabilities that could affect your personal estate? What is the risk to your portfolio in terms of excessive taxation? You know, I look at all of those as possible risk concerns. So you really want to sit down, take a look at what is currently in place. I can say this as well, the industry has actually improved in recent years, and actually in certain instances, there are lower costs today for certain types of tools than there have been even in the past. People are living longer. Medical science has done a wonderful thing, causing us to live longer. Because of that, that's had a positive impact, for instance, though, on mortality expenses. So there might be a way to even refresh your existing plan and lower some internal expenses in doing so. Some of the concerns specifically, for instance, in the area of long-term care. We have an epidemic in this country today in terms of the aging issues, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. There's some concerns that can literally exhaust an estate over time if we've not taken proper measures in the beginning to protect those resources. So it's not just the old school of saying, if I died today, boom, here's what needs to be done, but it's also walking all the way through in terms of how you would even protect an estate. We believe another way to protect even investment holdings is through some form of not only buy disciplines, asset allocation issues, but also having a protective component, a sell component to certain investment instruments to make sure then that you would be properly moved to safety in those needed times.